It's a Thursday morning, and that means we're checking in with Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
And what's the latest happening in your area, Jim?
With college opening this week, and with SUNY Oneonta and Hartwick students coming back, we decided to take a look at how Governor Cuomo's Excelsior program, his free tuition initiative, is doing. And despite it being announced in April, when most students had already made their college choices, and despite the guidelines not being released until July with a two-week deadline, it's actually doing pretty well. SUNY Oneonta has about 6,000 students, and almost 10%, 578, were already attending tuition-free. The Excelsior program added 346 students, another 6%, to that category, in effect raising the number of tuition-free students by more than 50%. Not bad. SUNY Oneonta President Nancy Kliniewski told us, "I think we're already pretty attractive, and this helps us become even more attractive." Kevin Jensen, the college's VP for enrollment, emphasized this is just the beginning. This year, families with incomes under $100,000 qualify, and next year under $115,000, and the year after that, $125,000. It looks like a pretty good bargain. Excelsior students avoid $6,700 in annual tuition, and it's said that every New Yorker lives within 60 miles of a SUNY campus, so many can avoid the $21,000 in room and board by living at home and commuting. So that leaves fees, a little under $1,500 a year. So an Excelsior student can get a pretty good education, a pretty good four-year degree, for under $6,000. So that's pretty amazing. Now, Harvard, of course, and Harvard's Harvard, costs $63,000 a year, or $250,000 for 4 years. So $6,000 versus $250,000. To maximize the benefit, it seems to me, freshmen need to go to college with their eyes open to pick the programs that guarantee the best outcomes. At SUNY Oneonta, for instance, the fashion program is a collaboration with the FIT, the Fashion Institute of Technology. Students get to spend a semester in New York City, make contact with the top people in the field. And many SUNY Oneonta grads have done very well on Wall Street. So if business students use their 4 years here to network with alums, they can develop entrees into very lucrative careers. These are great opportunities, but I mean, you have to be savvy about how you're going to spend your college years. It can't be, you know, all drinking beer and chasing girls or guys. So for now, Hartwick College, as many listeners know, it's a high-quality private liberal arts school across the street from SUNY Oneonta, has decided not to participate in the program. The VP there, Karen McGrath, says there's a lack of flexibility, and Hartwick wants to use its scholarship money as strategically as possible to attract the best students it can.
And obviously an exciting time nonetheless for both the students and the educators this time of year.
Yes, sir.
Jim Kevlin is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Jim, thank you.
Super. Thank you, Jim.